Well, hello, and thank you all for being here tonight. For those of you who do not know me, I'm Dr. Robin Titus. I am your county health officer, and my family has lived in Smith Valley since the 1870s. I wasn't born there, but I graduated from high school there, went to UNR as an undergrad, and to medical school in Reno, and then I came back in 1984, and I've been practicing family medicine in Smith Valley ever since that time. I want to thank Pastor Joe for inviting me, and I was truly impressed. I saw patients in my office today and rushed on here to meet with you folks, and I was quite impressed at the number of cars that were here this evening. This late in the campaign season, and I don't know about you, but I have kind of campaign overdose, and I'm really anxious about what's happening in our country and scared, and so I will be glad when 3 weeks from tonight it happens. I've been very active in the state. I served on the state medical board. I am a professor, a role professor for the university's medical students. I am a runner. I've climbed Boundary Peak and Kilimanjaro and many other mountains. So at this point, I guess that's enough about me. I'm here to answer your questions.
Okay, our first question is, you need to find who you are, now expand why you. Why should we elect you to represent us?
Well, thank you. I'm the sitting assemblywoman, so you can look at my record on what I did last session, but I will tell you why I get, and to answer that question, why me, why I'm a ran for politics, I got thoroughly disgusted with the mention of Obamacare, and it was making me sick that people were passing laws, making decisions on health care, and they had no idea what they were doing and what the downstream effect of that. So why me is because as a physician, I have spent my career listening to folks, listening to their problems, and then solving those problems. I felt we needed a new approach to the political arena, somebody who is not a politician who actually has worked for me.
As a citizen of Lyon/Churchill County, what concerns you about your hometown, and how do you intend to address those issues in Carson City?
Water, water, water. I was, as a freshman, I was honored to be a chair of a committee, and I will tell you that happens very rarely, but I was appointed chair of the Natural Resources Committee last session, and I was able to get past critical water law that helped farmers and ag. I'm a strong voice for them. That water issue is not going away, and I will tell you, any of you that are in this room that have a domestic well, watch out. Going to be the hard-fought session last time. They had three water bills in that none of them got out, despite hundreds of hours of testimony. It's coming back again. There's a hungry piranha, and it's called Clark County, and they are looking at water everywhere. They also need more money, and they're looking at meters and taxing our water up here, so water.
If Farley's advisory question, which was explained earlier by the mayor, is approved, will you support it in the legislature, and how will you support it?
Well, I've already made a commitment to Fernley and your mayor and your city council folks. I've met with them multiple times during last session. It's a problem that many of you have inherited, and I certainly inherited. I didn't even know what the heck a C-tax was until I got elected, and suddenly I was a bad person because I didn't support it, and I didn't know what it was. I did a lot of I spent time with the head of our tax commission. I spent time with the previous senators, city senators, and your folks here, and Fernley, figure out how can we fix this. I agree that Fernley has not had its fair share. I appreciate fair share of Fernley and what you're trying to do. Excuse me. I've already committed that even if your tax question doesn't pass, we get 9 bills as a returning assemblywoman. I have committed 1 bill, so I've already filed several, and I'm leaving one to make sure that whatever happens as you as citizens vote, if it doesn't go forward, Fernley needs it, we can look at another bill possibly that I can put in. I have until December 9th. So this is on the forefront. This is a problem for the citizens of Fernley. I also, we had a revolution because of taxation without representation. If you, as a city of Fernley, decide that roads and some of the infrastructure that is being put out there is critical, then you guys, and support that increase, of services, then I will go to bat for you. If you turn it down, then that's your voice. So my feeling has always been, put it to the citizens, what do they want?
Okay. What is your assessment of Nevada's public education, and if elected, do you have any plans to address it?
I am tired of the state of Nevada being 50th in almost every statistic that you can look at that's bad. I'm tired that we have one of the highest high school dropout rates. I'm looking at that statistically. I'm tired that my daughter, who lives in this community, who is a teacher, had to leave public school and worked at a charter school because she just felt that the educational process had left not only her behind, but most students. I'm not an advocate for just throwing more money at it. I'm an advocate for accountability. I was a strong proponent of ESAs because I think a parent and a child, you know, needs to be able to choose where they want to go. My little grandmother was born in Smith Valley in 1888. She went to UNR, graduated in 1912 as a teacher. She came back to Smith Valley as a teacher and taught in a little one-room schoolhouse. She gets, and she got at the time, that not every child learns at that same pace. Every child learns differently. We need to stop looking at the broad picture, putting all the money up here on administration, and make sure that all the money that we put into education goes into the classroom, and it just does not. So I'm really focused more on ESAs and making sure that teachers have the adequate support that they need to teach.
Thank you. You might have already answered this one, but as a representative of a large rural district, water issues are always important. However, with the recent long-term drought, it is a statewide issue. What are some of your ideas and solutions?
Well, what I've already done, the bill that I put in for Churchill County was a crazy law that our state water master interpreted that you couldn't move the water in your own. You own the water, but you couldn't move it unless your land was contiguous. You couldn't put it from one field to the other field, which was just crazy. So why wouldn't you move your water to the place of it where it's best to use it, especially in a drought situation? So I proposed a bill, got it passed, and it's hard to get a water law bill passed in the legislature. As I said, there was three put by very powerful people, and none of those got passed. But my little page got passed that said if you could move your water wherever you felt it was best used, and it didn't have to be contiguous. And so using kind of an out-of-box process, and let's bring some common sense here. Let's look at how are we best using water. And I think that's the important key. Southern Nevada, I argue against in policy the Faraday deal because I was concerned about where that water's coming from. All of them, they kept saying, we have water, we're just going to move it around. And I think we have to tell our state engineer, no, the overallocation problems are not from the folks sitting in this room. The overallocation problems are because they've made bad choices on where they put and how they use that water. So almost on a daily basis, not quite, there's water discussions coming in to my office, and I have met with the Walker River Irrigation District, your Truckee Burnley, or Truckee Churchill Irrigation District, TRC ID, I think it is here. Met with them, I saw them last Wednesday. And again, it's how are we going to use the water? And I'm mostly concerned about the domestic.
Property taxes are always an issue, and it promises to be an issue at the next meeting of the State Assembly. What are your ideas and views to these taxes?
Well, we've capped those taxes, and it's been a pretty interesting process. And I always wonder, if we have capped property taxes, why does my property bill keep going up? And why are those taxes rising, although my values in my homes, the appraised value have improved a little bit. I'm still paying more this year, and I don't quite figure out how Lyon County can do that. Property tax is an issue, and unfortunately, it always tends to be the property owners that are paying for the services. I think that's a real problem. Senator Settlemyer and I have discussed submitting a bill about changing how that property is evaluated. I'm a little concerned about who's going to end up paying for that and where it falls. I am always worried that although a bill may at the top seem like an ideal thing to do, it always seems left that the people sitting in the room, many of them property owners, were left putting the bill for some of these services, and we can't keep putting them on the property owners. That's my opinion. And so any bills that come forward really have to be thoughtful, and raising my property taxes and your property taxes just isn't something I have a good palate for.
Okay, and that's all the questions I have. If there's anything else you want to add.
I just want to, again.
Still got 3 minutes.
Oh, we have 3 minutes. Good, so I can rush through, I can slowly go through my opening statement, so I thank you. So you know a little bit about my passion and who I am a little bit and what else I've done. Again, I mentioned a little bit earlier that I got into politics because of the Affordable Care Act, which I believe truly was neither affordable nor about care. It was a bad piece of legislation, and I didn't run to put in more bills. I ran to help prevent bad bills from coming forward. The other bill that went forward this last year, which was crazy, was SB 499, Senator Settlemyer's bill, that ended up, folks in this room, you won't have a chance to vote for your county commissioner because your county commissioner was already decided in the primary. Well, there are folks who felt so mad that all needs to be changed. Well, I actually voted against that bill, and many of my Republican counterparts did vote against that bill, and all the Democrats, all the senators in the Senate supported that bill. And those of us in the Assembly, the People's House, said, wait a minute, that bill's not acceptable. So hopefully we can maybe get that changed in this next session. The other things that I want to make sure, the public administrator in Lyon County right now has a license to steal. And the citizens of this county shouldn't have to put up with that. There hasn't been a new public administrator law put forward since the turn of the century. So I've already submitted a bill to improve the public administrator, make sure that he's still elected, but that he goes on a salary, so that incentive to steal from people's estates goes away. And I've met with Churchill County public administrator. Lyon County doesn't have a public administrator because they've just been sued and he should be potentially in jail, but he's not. But we're now hiring Churchill County. I've met with Washoe County public administrator, DAs, and so that's a bill that's already in there. So we need to fix some of this stuff. I just want to know, I appreciate you being here. I will remain a strong voice for rural Nevada, for Assembly District 8, for urban rural Nevada, which Fernley is. My door is open, and I represent zero-year-old kids to 100-year-old, and I represent both sides of the aisle. And I really appreciate the turnout tonight. Thank you.